This would be the Art Drysdale vignette, Pruning Rhodos, 3, 2, 1. I've talked several times about rhododendrons, wonderful spring flowering plants. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Information on their care after this. 3, 2, 1. Apparently unknown to many gardeners, rhododendrons grow well in many parts of Ontario just as they do in BC. They need a well-drained acid soil, slightly shaded conditions, and perhaps some protection with burlap over the winter. If you already have one or more of these plants and they flowered this spring, there's a small pruning chore that you should have done by now, but it's not too late. All of the old flower heads should be carefully pruned off, but you must be very cautious not to cut off the buds for this year's new growth, including next spring's flower heads. If you look at the old flowers, you'll note each one is forming seed heads. It's best, especially for young plants, if these are cut off. But you'll notice one or two small buds or growth points just below the old flower stem. When removing the old flowers, be absolutely sure you don't cut or damage these growth points. Any damage or removal of these will curtail the foliage and flower buds being produced for next year. Having cut off the old flowers, it's also time to feed the plants with a special rhododendron azalea fertilizer with an analysis such as 4-12-8. This should be used every 2 weeks between now and mid-August. It'll also be beneficial for rhododendrons if you supply them with a mulch of old pine and or spruce needles, or at least a bark mulch. If you've never grown rhododendrons or their close cousins, the deciduous azaleas, consult a garden center now. I'm Art Drysdale.